NZOA. Some night, actually, I thought.
Someone, nog one. Idala Mencha, Mencha Gedela. And now, it's after Plaga Mencha, he thought Idala Mencha. And he's realized in the middle of davening that he's davening Mencha ready. What should he do now? What? He's got a minion of people davening. He's davening with a minion. So some say it counts as Maariv. Interesting thing, actually, yeah? Some say it counts as Maariv, and some say it can't count as Maariv, so you're a bit stuck. A bit stuck there, Zach, yeah? What?
Why stuck? He has to dump another Maariv.
Yeah, but the Maariv, some say a Yitzhak.
Can he do it with his
name? Oh, so the best thing that we said, the Maariv, the best is to dump another Shemoneh Esrei with a Tanai. Make a Tanai. Now, if I'm Yitzhak already, this is just Twins of Dover. I'm not Yitzhak, this is my Twins of Maariv. This person davened at one. So believe me, it happens. He davened at 1:50 at 2 o'clock. He comes to shul at 8:30, and then they marriv. The Dari Mincha, 8:30. It's Dari Mincha. He says, I'm going to daven Mincha. I daven Mincha.
Question. He forgot that he davened Mincha.
One minute. Yeah, it's Plaga Mincha. He's done plug. Sorry, 1 minute. Not the plug. He done Mincha ready.
He
went to a minion. He obviously didn't say Pirkei Kushmir yet. He's obviously just coming to minion. They're up to Shemoneh Esrei. He joins them with Shemoneh Esrei.
He thinks
it's Mincha. He didn't realize he's done Mincha ready before. So now he wants to know, can he use this for Maariv? That was one question. Yeah. Finish Mercer. The next question is, someone done a Maariv and he realizes he's not done Mincha yet. He's come to shul at 8:30. And he says, oh, that's good. Could we just have a Maariv now? Let's have a Maariv. So let's start. C1, he answers Baruch. Then he chaps himself. That's no problem. So you just answer Baruch. You're right. Stop. And then you could have a Mincha. That's no problem. The question is over here, what happens if he's in the middle of Birchus Chushma? He's already davening Birchus Chushma. So he's up to, let's say, in the middle of Shemir Amat Yisrael, and he realizes that he's done. Someone actually just asked this recently. Someone happened to someone now. This question is very interesting. It happens to my question. So he's up to B.S. Krishna, and he's realized he's not done Mincha yet. Here's also for a matter what you do. So now, you're never in a B.S. Krishna, so you've got to finish B.S. Krishna off. What do you do for Shemoneh Esrei? What are you supposed to do for Shemoneh Esrei? Do you do Mincha, Maariv, what? Shachris he done Moshi. Shachris he was alright with. Don't make more complications. It's complicated as it is, Moshi. He's done Shachris. He's up to say he's done Nochma. What happened was, this person done was Maariv and he realized he's not done Mincha yet. But my friend, how said you could do that? You're in the middle of Birkas Krishma. You've said, well, Birkas Krishma, can you change now into the middle of Mincha? What? So I'm saying it's a machloka. So some say that you should have a mind for Mincha and after you've done Maariv. That's what Simcha's saying. That's what you said?
Yeah.
That's what some say. Either say you should have Maariv first, and have Maariv afterwards for Mincha. So, the Maariv, you've got to have two Shemoneh Esreis. Whatever you do is you say whatever should be right is the right thing. It's very hard to machra. What?
How's that last eight to work?
I'm sorry, anyway, which was the last eight? The eighth was...
Have Maariv first, and then do Mincha one after.
Yeah, well, I'm not from
that.
The Shumin, yeah. Why? He couldn't have done it, he didn't realize, he made a mistake. He didn't realize, he made a mistake, he forgot. That's what it is. Nah. So I understand, someone pushed it, nothing to do with this. Someone forgot to do Mincha tomorrow afternoon. The Maisa, it comes to Maisa, I can't believe I've got to do Mincha. He's done a twice Maariv.
Yeah, so why is it different?
Yeah, so he could do that. No, the problem is, here's a bit worse. because he's in the middle of it's Christmas. He's telling, he's made it Maariv. Can he now make it to Mincha? That's the question. So I don't know what I can't tell clearly what to do. It's very hard to know.
The last guy, the last number one, is he done with Maariv, and then he goes an hour into another Maariv minion, and that's when he's done with Mincha.
First, I've never said that. You're saying it myself, actually. This person actually asked me, should I go to get a minion, actually, for it? Yeah. I said, I don't need mochel. It's a tough shlumin. You're not mochel to get a minion. You're not mochel. It might be a nice thing to do, but it could be you're not mochel to do it. Actually, the funny thing, I had to laugh when you asked me to share this person, because he said, he normally dances at night, but he put him on an early night tonight. Mm. I didn't have much of an early night, this person. So, he wasn't an early night. Yeah, you could do that, yeah. That's what he was trying to do. Right, okay, everybody, so that is what we spoke about last time. So, best is to get it, straight. The other question is what people ask, that's also interesting. This is, no one asked this question. Let's say the same story, but a person finished by Ezra. The person, Tavamari, went to Shul, Tavamari, finished everything. He came home. His wife said, I haven't been to Mincha today. He said, you're quite right. I've not done Mincha today. So now, that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, you can see on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's see if we can find what the Mishnah Berurah is. Kuf Ches, sorry, I'm going to hear it. Here the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. The Mishnah Berurah is not clear. The question is, what do you do in the Shemona Esra? Again, this part is the story, right? The person went to shul, he davened a whole of Maariv, he didn't realize a thing. He came home, and his wife said to him, what time was Mincha today? He said, Mincha? He said, do you know I've not done Mincha today? He's finished everything, he's finished Maariv. So here the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Ches, you can see the Mishnah was not clear what to do. Kuf Ches, from Kavala. Mr. Borderbase, like there's a summer of Arab. Someone came to shul near Maariv. We spell Arabs for Jew. We don't Maariv early. But I know spell Mincha. It's not yet on Mincha. After the Chachelish Lake Hogan, also, of course, he's not done it right. Shahoy Saloi, the spell for Jew, has a shame Mincha, but you shall call me spell Arab. So he says, okay, you should really have done Mincha for that first winner. We call Mokam in, most of the hazes, that's filling, you can't see his mazes. But Adam Tim said, yesterday he spelled twins of Mincha, but he's a shot. Even you say that first for an S.U. Dabbin does not count as Mincha. This one's not sure now. That Maariv in the Bird of Contra, what he dabbled, is that for an S.U. automatically Mincha? That's the question. So he says, Adam in Tim said, yesterday he spelled twins of Mincha, but he's a shot. Kim is quite also Lila, but twins of Arabis. We call Mokam Leyeheya the Arabish Stayim. At least to make it that the Maariv Dabbin is one, Vahashti as Letashlumin. So whatever you're doing is done in another Shemir Esra, and you have to arrive at it. Either it's Mincha or it's Tashlum, it's one to do. That's one of the things to do. You can do nothing to do about it. What can you do, Moshi? You start, there's nothing else you can do. The best is to think before you go to Shul, Moshi. That is the best thing to do. Yeah, the thing is, people make mistakes, it does happen. Right. Today's one. What? That's what some say. Again, simple. If someone davens Maariv and he gets up to Shemir Amiyasolo, anyway, in the middle of Birz Kushma, and he realizes he's not davening Mincha. So the question is now, what do you do with the Shemona Esra after Shemir Amiyasolo? Because some say, have it in mind for Mincha, which I must say is a bit funny, yeah? Others say, do it for Maariv and do it at Shemir later.
Do it for Mincha. I'm
dabbing
early,
Mario.
I'm doing
everything.
Now
I'm doing an hour later, going to shoot to dabbing Mario in the Shemir Esra. Do I have to dabbing a whole of Shemir Esra? Definitely not. Just Shemir Esra. Even if it's before Mario? Even? Before Plaga Mincha, no. Simcha. If it's before Plaga Mincha, then you're not
used to Mario at all. I'm dabbing Mario
at the right time. After
Plaga.
After Plaga.
I'm doing now Mario by night. I'm waiting till 11 o'clock. I'm moving now. I'm not Mario. What I need to do.
Just Shemir Esra.
Even
though
it's the
mass. Yeah. Nothing you can do. Right, everybody's saying. Now, don't think this doesn't happen, Moshe. This someone actually was more than me a few minutes ago. This shayla actually happened somewhere in the shul a few minutes ago. Some Someone was in the middle of Maariv on Friday night, and he realized we're not Mincha. That's a bit more complicated how that happens. But I'd say it's not so hard to understand, because if there are minyanim, it's done with Mincha Gedolah. So it could be this person normally dumbs Mincha Gedolah, so he's used to coming to shul just for Maariv. So that's what happened. This guy came to shul for Maariv, and he thought, well, that's not right. I know we're running the mill, I know what I do is I dump a Mincha early, he forgot. I dump a Mincha early, I go straight to the Maariv. That's what he did. And in the Maariv, he cut, he's not a Mincha. He's a minute of Birchus, he just said, let's say Borg. Let's start with just Borg. What should you do now? What did you say, Moshi? What did you tell him? What did you say, Moshi? Oh, one of us, right? That's a good. All right, well, let's see if we answer it. So, there's an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not 100% clear this rabbi said, but Shulchan Aruch speaks about an interesting case. And that is where the Sibyl made a mistake. That's in Reish Sam of Gimel, Sifu Dalit. I've got Mishabura Shabbat, you know, Mishabura here, Sifu Dalit. The Mishabura says, the Shulchan Aruch says, it can happen. No, it won't happen so much now, but it happened over there. In Meyem Hamayinim, Torah Sibyl, Sibyl made a mistake. On Friday night, Choshu Shahu Shashecha, they thought got dark, it was very cloudy. They thought it was night already. They beacon days responded to his Irish Shabbat, they done Maariv. And then the clouds dispersed, and it was bright sunny day. They done much too early. It means there were no common shells for toast. I must say, someone told us many years ago, actually, he said to me, got to shoe once on Friday afternoon. He said he couldn't understand, it was completely quiet. Absolutely quiet, you know what happens. He looks around, no one turned up. Anyway, after a while, someone explained to him that his clock is wrong by an hour. So what was, he was Makabo Shabbos, I think someone near there, his house, someone Shabbos candles, before he went to shul. He came, he said, he's never been so early to shul before. He came to shul, and I said, much too early. So there, that's much better, that's before Plag HaMincha. So that's a clear halacha, well, it's not so clear, nice mishbrug, this was halach. Someone lights before Plag HaMincha. It's nothing. You have to make a bracha again. Others are chodik and shibruah. The ma'aser mishibruah holds. Someone nice for Plag HaMincha. So where do we go now? The ma'aser, what time is Plag HaMincha? Let's say, what time is Plag HaMincha? 10 to 8? Well, about 10 to 8, let's say. Someone decides, so his wife doesn't really know. She likes 7:30. Someone called 7:30, 7:30. She's used because she knows when half goes to shoe, she lights the candles. So, easy mistake to make. So she goes and she lights the candles. And the ma'aser, that is no good. According to mishibruah, that is no good. The hadlock is no good. Paisa is no kanashim. It's a mistake. It's like an oinus, this person. I'm not sure. Well, that's another shayla. But she's not yet hadlock kaneiros. Right? So here, it's looked at after Plag HaMincha, but they made a mistake. And they thought it was dark. They went up in the dark. It was light, lamaisa. So the hadlock is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Einam Shichim Lachsa Dispal. They're not Machuit Daman again. It's Sibur, who made a mistake, is not Machuit Daman again. But they're not osa in work. They're allowed to do work, still, it looks like, yeah? In Asiyat Melacha, they're still allowed to do work because we come out of the toss. A Yochid did a mistake like this, he has stomach again. Doesn't count. So that's number one. That's not really our Shaila. Our Shaila is a bit worse. Our Shaila is the person who's davened. One other thing I must say is also very important about the Machlokas. This is Halacha of the bottom of the toss. The Maisa, the Taz, go through a very interesting case. The Taz had a case of where it was Friday, it was Erev was Rosh Hashanah. Friday was Rosh Hashanah. And what was, there was no Shofar. They didn't have a Shofar. They waited the whole day. Moshe, there was no Shofar turned up. So they realized it was getting late. They decided they're going to daven Kabbalah Shabbos. They daven Kabbalah Shabbos, they daven the whole Maariv. And all of a sudden, someone comes in with a Shofar. It was still important, obviously, important responses. But Maisa, what happens there? So there, the Taz says, there's no problem. There's a Kabbalah Batos, because had they known the Shofar would come, they would never be Makabal Shabbos, and therefore they could hear the Shofar. I think he said without Baracha, but you can hear the Shofar, because someone can blow the Shofar still for them. Now, I'm not sure how this works, I must tell you, I don't know, the Taz says you've got to daven Maariv again then, because if it's a Kabbalah Batos, so maybe it's Sibyl, don't have to daven. But Lechaira, if you're making a Kabbalah Batos, you're making a mistake, then you've undone what you've done. So you might imagine, I'm not sure. That's a side point. It doesn't look like from the Taz, you have to daven again. The Taz is mashma in that case. That's okay. But that's what I hope to make a mistake. The Levush goes a bit further. And the Levush says, if someone's become a Shabbos, and then after he's become a Shabbos, he's got charot of what he did. He said, yeah, I made a mistake. I need some more time. So the Levush is machadish that you could be shoyel on your neder. You go to a chacham, three people, and you can undo your Kabbalah. So I was wondering, this person, Zed Bolchu, can he undo his Kabbalah Shabbos? I didn't explain, because why it is that you can be Kabbalah Shabbos in various ways. A person can like Neir Shabbos, that's a Kabbalah, normally. A man might not be, for a woman, when she likes Neir Shabbos, that is a Kabbalah. She's accepted Shabbos. Mishmura says, well, who adin, if a person says, Mizmoy Shiryam Shabbos, or Bolchu, that's a Kabbalah, and Lemaisa, that's very hard to undo. We don't really go with the Levush or with the Taz. Lemaisa, we hold, once a person's become a Shabbos, that's it. And that's halach in Shulchan Aruch, actually brings halach. I mean, it should never happen to anyone this, but if it can, if someone comes late to Shul, for example, in a Shul, and he comes and he's not on milch yet, he knows he's not on milch, he's quite clear what's going on, and he hears his tzibur, davening in Maariv, they're going to start Boruchu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says if you answer Baruch to that Kabbalah, you are now finished davening mincha. You could not have mincha. Doesn't help. Does not help. As far as I don't know, but unless you go out, I don't think it helps if you have in mind not to be good. That's what she said to him. We hold actually in Boi Chala is already Kabbalah Shabbos. We hold Boi Chala, it's not in Hawkin. Boi Chala, Mizmah, Shia, Baruch. I have to check it out. As far as I remember, if you answer Baruch and it's your minion, that means that's God. Someone goes to the coastal, for example, and there's loads of minyan in there, and a person wants to have a minchan, he has another minion to say Baruch of the Kabbalah Shabbos. That's posh, he's not nigra after that, that's clear. But in your minion that you want to be, it's very possible, as far as I remember. Now, once you say Baruch, Miss Mashiach, or Baruch Mishalim, then you had it. So, why it is, that's a very common thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, let's see what it says, Rob. Someone comes late to shul. Born a basic death, someone comes to shul. Masked, that's why I'm going to call out. Misha Shal is Father Mincha, someone comes late, Darin Mincha. Lois Mal Mincha is Mincha. The other goes, who's killing Kibbush Shabbos on him? On the Kibbush Shabbos, more peace. I'm going to come to Shabbos with them. Ain't a Yochel is bound for this choy. That means he's locked up on outside without answering Boruchu. That's okay. But if he answers Boruchu, or he sings Boruchu the Shal, then he can't dumb a mincha anymore. So the Chayyur, this person over here now, who's davening Maariv, he said Baruch Hu. The Maisa was a mistake, he didn't realize he's not davening Mincha, but the Maisa, once you say Baruch Hu, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. But the Maisa, you see from Shulchan not like that, because the Shulchan says he can daven Mincha still, outside. He's allowed to daven outside the Shul Mincha. So he's not nigra for them to cover that. You're right, that's the point what he's asking. He's asking the wife, so what's the difference when you answer Baruch in Shul? I come late to Mincha, right? In Shul, and as I come into Shul, what I mean is, I hear them saying Baruch. So we said, part one is, if I answer Baruch with them, I'm finished. I can't do Mincha anymore. But we're saying, if you haven't said Baruch with them, then you could do it outside and catch up later. He's asking, why are you not automatically a nigra once they say Baruch?
Even without your
answer, good question. I will check. I don't know why, but they certainly can't do. What?
The
lock,
but certainly can't do.
Maybe not. So maybe that could be the answer. It could be a malach or not, but davening yes. In fact, I think that's the answer, Tucker. You ask the question, and you get the answer. Because like davening is more good than doing malacha. Davening is like is a drabonic thing. Malacha could be shabbat drais. I have to check it out, but I think as far as I remember, when you say that, I think that's what you say. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, best thing to do is to daven outside and not be part of the minyan. But if you have said Baruch Hu, you have now got a serious problem. You can't daven mincha anymore. So what you have to do, this case of what the person who did, is he has to daven Maariv now as normal. And after Maariv, he'll do a tashkumin. He'll daven twice Maariv. Shabbos Shemesra. He'll daven Shabbos Shemesra, nothing he can do. That's it. That is the only thing you can do, Lachai. There's no other way of getting around this problem. So anyway, the way to get around would be not to answer. or not to sing with. But this person didn't realize. He sang Boi Bishara with them. He sang, he said Mizmo Yishir. He said Baruch. He did everything with them. He's now got a problem. So the best thing for this person now to do is to do Ma'ariv as normal and then do Tashlumin afterwards. Right.